Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, on this, I should say this nice, crisp fall morning. It's kind of fall weather again here for a day or two after all these big 95 days we're having. They say we're going to have a few days of cooler weather so we can all sit back and enjoy the cool weather, maybe get a little shower of rain, make our grass grow again. But once again, we're coming to you live and in living color here from the courthouse at in Salina, Tennessee, the historic Clay County Courthouse that is listed on the National Register of Historic Buildings, and we're proud of this building here, and we try to use it every chance that we get, and this is one of the opportunities we have is our live radio broadcast here, the Clay County Corner, that comes to you each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country, and we're just tickled to death to have you here with us. I've got Ike Dyer here with me here in a few minutes. He's going to talk a little bit about the annual motorcycle run that we have. And I think Mayor Reagan will be up here in a few minutes. And we've got a couple more people coming in. So it's going to be a very interesting morning. But before we get real serious about all this, I guess we better take a little break and slip in a word for one of our sponsors here. So we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we are here at the in our little corner room here at the Clay County Courthouse, and I came over this morning, and the place is all locked down tight. They've got supplies sitting in here, I guess, left over from the moonshine days. Ike and I looked around. They've got RC Colas and Moon Pies sitting here in front of us. That's awful tempting. We may have to break out one of the cases here in a minute and have a moon pie and a RC. That'd make us true Southerners, man.
That's a heck of a Southern breakfast right there.
But before we get to it, I have to talk about something. We've got, I guess, a couple of public service announcements. I guess this Saturday, September the 12th, the Doug Smith Memorial 5K Run Walk is going to take place. Of course, this is in honor of Doug Smith, who was the owner of many of the local companies around here within the wood industry, Honest Dave, GF Hardwoods, Moss Sawmills, and just numerous enterprises around the county, and one of the county leaders for a number of years, and he succumbed to a battle with cancer a while back, and this little run is taking place every year in his honor, and it'll start down at City Hall at 8:30, and you can you've already pre-registered, or you can register that morning. Now, they've got a little caveat here. It says that day of the race does not guarantee a shirt. So if you didn't pre-register, you're not going to be guaranteed a shirt. But if you did register, you will be, of course, guaranteed your memorial shirt. And let's see, they've got a thing here, family discount. Any children under 18 and the entire family for $50. And this is a 5K, relatively flat, just a few grades. Of course, you know, I don't know what we consider a slight grade here in Clay County. But this thing will take place, and you can call anyone out at any one of the Honest Dave Industries, and they can give you all the information that you need to get ready to come over and join this fun run walk on Saturday morning. And also want to especially emphasize tomorrow night is the 9/11 celebration that we have each year here on the square, where all of our emergency folks, fire departments, the ambulance service, the sheriff's department, city, everyone brings some vehicles down, and we have a little cruise in here on the square for emergency vehicles, and they'll be gathering in, and the units will start arriving here around 5 o'clock. If you want to come down, watch them come in and park, that'll be fine. And then at 6, most of our dignitaries will be on site then, and you walk around and talk to them, talk to the firemen, any of the folks here, and they'll let you get up in the truck, the kids, and sit and look, and the adults if you want to, and take a look at what it looks like looking out the windshield of a fire truck. And then the official program will begin at 7 p.m., and there are a number of people scheduled to be here. I know we have local singers and entertainers that will be performing that night. And also scheduled to be here are, of course, Kelly Keesning, our representative, and Senator May Beavers. They are scheduled to be here. But sometimes, you know, some emergency may come up and they don't make it in. But we'll also have the Clay County Choir performing. And our guest speaker this year is Bryant Dunaway, who is the District Attorney General. And he is scheduled to do that around 7:20. And then we'll have awards presentations by our county officials. And so, then at, along about 8 o'clock or so is the grand finale, where we let the fire engines turn on all the whistles and the bells. And that's usually after Greg Ogletree gets through singing the final song, and we turn all that stuff on, and it'll lift the hair on your neck when all this goes off. So we'd especially like to enjoy everyone to be here tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, to take part in this. And I said all of the fire departments, the emergency service, basically anyone dealing with any type of emergency situation here in Clay County will be here to pay honor to 9/11, the day of infamy here in the United States. But as we said before, you know, you may kick us, but you don't keep us down. We'll bounce back and get you.
Amen.
I've got with me here this morning Ike Dyer, who has I think this is his annual trip down too. Every year they tell me somebody else is coming, and
I've been doing this for a few years. I feel blessed that both families asked me to be here to discuss this. I guess I have the face for radio, they said, but.
I've got one of those too.
it's an honor to be able to be involved in such a program, to honor two of our local soldiers that gave the ultimate sacrifice.
And those soldiers are?
It's Wesley Tucker, which of course we all know, and Dennis Bucky Murray from out in
Okay,
Hermes
and
Springs.
Bucky's a little older than Dennis, and from down the Hermes Springs area, and of course Sergeant Tucker here went to school here in Clay County, Salina High School, and that before it became Clay County High School, I guess. And with Bucky down in Hermitage Springs, and I think Bucky had spent a little bit more time in service than Sergeant Tucker had.
He was a career soldier, and he stayed in as long as most soldiers could ever dream of staying in, and sacrifice like he did. You know, Wes didn't get the chance to serve, but I'm sure he served as long, but he would have.
Yes.
We do this ride starting September 19th. down at the dam, at the pavilion at 200 Campground Road. And this is a way of twofold. We like to respect and honor for the families and for Tucker and for Sergeant Murray, but also a way that we give education back to our kids and let them never forget. You know, just like 9/11, there's a lot of Americans we kind of take our everyday for granted, and we forget about certain events that have happened in our lives that have changed and molded our future. This is one way for us to keep it going and give back to the community as well. So like last year, raised over $7,000 that we gave out in the scholarships. So it really does help the future of our children here in Clay County.
And, of course, they are our future, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We started off when we were doing these, pardon me, when we were doing the scholarships, we were having them write essays. What's important to me? What's it like to be an American? And to listen to, or to read some of these essays that these kids have wrote. You know, I'm proud to be from the South and to see what pride these people have in their families and so forth. We'd like everybody to come out. Again, this is going to be on Saturday, September 19th, down at the pavilion. And it's not just for motorcycle riders. We've got booths set up for kids. We've got great music. This year we're going to have the Cumberland River Boys, which is just an unbelievably how good they are, a bluegrass band. This is family-oriented. You know, a lot of people think, oh, bikers. Bikers are the nicest guys in the world and the nicest women in the world. So don't let the loud noise take away from their soft hearts.
You know, there are a lot of lawyers and doctors hid behind those beards and bib overhauls, aren't there?
Well, sometimes that's all they can afford a Harley-Davidson, too.
Yes.
We would, like I said, we're going to have the games, face painting, great food. We will feed everybody that comes out there. All the churches get together. All the ladies get together. There's no such thing as a bad dish when you come out. The ride, it's scheduled to be on this Saturday, but it's been of rain. We're going to move it to October 3rd, but we've called ahead. It looks like we're going to have pretty good weather. So last year we had well over 100 motorcycles, and we're hoping to get up to about a 150 this year. We have so many of the local companies, local businesses that have sponsored and helped, either with donating money or donating gifts for auctions. The auctions will start about 11 o'clock. It's a silent auction on some of the items. Some of the items will be just bidding on them, which is a real good fun time. If you like hearing an auctioneer's voice go off on a $50 painting, you can enjoy it. And we've got everything from flowers to dinners to barbecue, gift cards from Harley-Davidson, some beautiful prints from D.T. McCall's, but a big shout-out and a big thank you to all the sponsors here locally. We really do appreciate it.
Okay, and as you said, this is you don't have to even go on the ride if you don't want to. You've got all kinds of activities going on there to keep you busy while some of the folks are out riding. And where will the ride take place this year?
It's going to start at the dam, at the pavilion down there, and it's going to go down south through Defeated Creek, through Gainsborough, Defeated Creek, and back to Red Bowling and Hermit Springs area. It's just a way of honoring all the families to go through that. We used to go around the lake, but after Sergeant Murray was killed in action, we involved all the communities. And it's a beautiful ride. It's about a three-hour ride. Registration will start at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, and kickstands will be up at 12 o'clock. Even if you don't come out, stand on the street, and I want you to see what it's like to see the American flag and hundreds of motorcycles just doing something in honor of our soldiers that have given the ultimate sacrifice.
So you will be coming back through Salina?
Yes, sir. We'll get back here around the courthouse, somewhere around 2:45, and it's just every time I see it, it gives me goosebumps. So I'm looking forward to it and hoping for a great turnout.
So you do have a flag bearer up front leading the way?
Absolutely. We'll have a lead truck, and there's no doubt about it that it's an American flag flying.
Okay. What if someone at this point in time would like to donate something for the silent auction? Where can they take care of that?
We have all the information. Let me give an email address. It's tuckerandmurray@yahoo.com. Or we have our Facebook page, which majority of your listeners are going to have a Facebook page. And that's Tucker and Murray Memorial Ride on Facebook. Donations are always accepted. You can come out, and if you want to drop off some fried apple pies, I'll be there. I'd love to have some. Cash, checks. This is all tax deductible. This is a nonprofit organization, and every penny goes back to helping our youth and to keep the memory alive.
Okay. Anything else we need to add to this?
Just remember, this is such a good family event, and it's a way to honor both the families. That not only did the soldiers give the ultimate sacrifice, but their families pay for it every day.
Right. They continue to sacrifice, you know, with memories, thoughts.
Yes.
Of a loved one. That
both men left
too
the family
soon,
behind.
Too quick.
Absolutely.
And we of course, look forward to this each year, and hopefully it'll continue to grow, and maybe it'll get up to a couple, 300 bikes here one of these days. You and I grew up in a period of time, especially me, since I'm quite a bit older than you, of the freedom that a lot of our young folks now aren't growing up around, when we could walk in and out of public buildings with no fear of any kind. And, you know, we need to remember that this 9/11 has changed the way of life here in our country. We have been subjected to outside pressures that really changed our way of life here just overnight, didn't it?
It really did. 9/11 was probably the catalyst for Sergeant Tucker to join the military. There was so many youths that at that moment they wanted to make a difference, and they do make a difference. Every one of the men and women in the armed services, they make a difference.
Yeah, I know. I think enlistments just rose tremendously just within a few days after this happened. That our young men, you know, saying, you know, we can't let this happen. We can't let this go unchecked.
You know, they came from all the corners, from inner city to small country towns. They want to take care of America because America takes care of us.
Absolutely, and it will continue to do so as long as we're vigilant in our job on this end.
Amen. Amen, Thomas.
All right, and Ike, it's a pleasure always having you here, and you're welcome to come back anytime. Anytime you've got a good subject you want to talk about, you're a good interview for
us. Well, I enjoy it. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and I, again, thank you to the families for asking me to be the representative.
All right. And right now we'll take a little short break, and we'll have our next guest coming up, and we will be right back just in a minute after a few advertisements.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport, Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Dale Reagan has made it up here to talk to us a few minutes this morning. We'll get to him just in a second. But first off, we want to remind everyone about the Dairy Queen Birthday and Anniversary Club. We've got a whole big long list of names this morning of birthdays and anniversaries this past week. And we'll remind everyone the next week coming up, beginning with birthdays on September the 11th and going through September the 17th. If you've got a friend, family member, or whomever that has a birthday or anniversary during this period of time, you need to call 931-243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine. And when you speak as clearly as you can and slowly so we can understand the name and make sure that we get the name correct. And if you would, leave us a phone number so we can contact someone in case we don't get all the information clearly. But once again, that number is 243-5574. And then every Thursday here, along toward the end of the program, we'll give away a cake from the names that we will read off here in a minute about, I don't know, maybe probably after the next break. We've got quite a few of them today, and so we'll get to that here in a minute. But right now, Mayor Reagan is here with us, and we're going to let him talk a little while. I think I hadn't spoken to him in a little bit here at the radio.
It's been a few days, and I appreciate the opportunity, Thomas. As always, it's good to get to be back up here with you, and I know that it's been a busy time of the year. I know we have a lot of festivals and stuff that are taking place here around the square, and I just want to... if I may take this opportunity to thank everyone for their participation. I know the Moonshine Days was this past week, and they had good turnout. We was up here Saturday night, and there was a great big crowd on the square.
Had some nice warm weather, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, it did. And the outhouse race, it took place around 7 o'clock, and I was a little concerned there at the last that I told them, I said, if we don't get started pretty quick, we may have to put some headlights on those toilets. But it went well, and I appreciate everybody doing that. Also, I appreciate the snacks and stuff that you've got here for us, Thomas. In fact, if we get thirsty, we got the Royal Crown Cola. That brings back a lot of memories, the ORC, and Moon Pies. There's all kinds of boxes of Moon Pies sitting here, so there's no reason for us to leave this morning thirsty or hungry because they plenty of...
Well, I don't know. I don't like the chocolate as well as I did the vanilla cream banana.
I never did care for the banana. Now, I can handle the chocolate all right, or the vanilla and everything, but that brings back a whole lot of memories looking up here and seeing the Royal Crown Cola drinks and the old Moon Pies and everything.
Of course, I remember the day when you could get those for a dime. Get your RC and the Moon Pie for a dime.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether you go back that far or not.
I can. I remember the old trucks that used to run down the road, and if the driver didn't get his rack put back just right, where that I lived at Willow Grove is a curve down there, and there's been several times some of the trucks come around and lost some of them, and we were in hog heaven because they'd let us help them clean it up, and that's back whenever they used to, you know, under the bottle caps.
Yeah,
you get away free drinks or something like that, and to their misfortune, it made us happy as a little lark.
Well, I started to say that probably they didn't get a chance to even hit the ground, did they?
No, we were there at it and everything. Got a few things that I'd like to, if I may,
yes,
to bring
may.
Everybody up to date on some happenings and stuff that I know we've been talking about in a while for our solid waste department, the land out at Pea Ridge that we've been working on with TDOT. For the last little over a year, we got the approval for that. The quick claim deed came electronically the other day. I've not got the original yet, so as soon as we get that, we'll get it registered. And then it's going to take us a while to get that set up, but we do have that piece of property up there to work on for a convenience site for the solid waste department.
Okay, is it going to basically be equipped like the one down at Butler's Landing? Or?
It will somewhat. I mean, of course, that is our recycling center
down there
where everybody can take all kinds of recyclings, and that's where they get prepared to be shipped out and everything. That's our main headquarters down there. But up there, it will be a compactor. I know Jeff, we've got a new Jeff down there, our solid waste director, Jeff Kraft, and I'd love to get him up here sometime and get on the radio with you. And real nice guy, doing a good job. They've been working on a compactor that we had went up and Bowling Green, I think it's either Louisville or Bowling Green, Kentucky, that Jeff Watson, when he was the director, located one up there at a JCPenney store, and they were going out of business. And we got it at a real good price, and we went up there and got hit. And they've been going through hit down there and redoing the cylinders and stuff and getting hit ready. So it'll take a little while to get that site ready, but I think it'll be a great location for the folks out in that part of the county. And it will eventually save us some money because those green boxes that we use when the trucks go to empty them, if we have a lot of rain, it gets the trash wet, and they can just only squeeze so much of that water out. And when they go to the landfill, a lot of times we're paying for water weight. And so with the compactor, it pretty much stays inside all the time, and we pretty much pay for the weight of the trash itself.
Okay, what about the collection site there at going up the hill? Will it remain open when this...
No, it will whenever, you know, we get the other side up and everything. That'll be closed. It'll just be moved on out on top of the hill. And it'll be a lot better for folks because you'll have... right now, where that one's at, we can't put a roll-off there and because we're right there on the state property line. We're right there in that bluff, and it's been a great site, and I appreciate the landowner up there. They have been outstanding to work with us, and the state has too. And but at the other side, you'll be able to take your recyclables, and if you have couches or mattresses or any large items, you can take them and throw them off in a roll-off. And those green boxes, you can't do that. Well, you're not supposed to do that. I'll put it that way because it tears the trucks up.
You know, Dale, something that you just mentioned, there seems like in the last few years that the State Highway Department has become a little bit more protective of their right-of-ways. You know, for a number of years, folks kind of did whatever they wanted to, didn't they, along the right-of-ways and with no problems. But it seems like they've gotten a little more protective here in the past few years.
Well, they're regulated by state law and federal law, too. And, I mean, there's things that they can do, and there's things they'll let you do and things they won't. And just by mentioning that, I don't know if you noticed it this morning over here at the park where they mowed the bank off and got it shaped up and looking real good. I called the other day and asked them if we might be able to get that done, and they sent the tractor over and for the roller coaster yard sale. Because that's usually a big event, and a lot of folks, you know, sets up down there in the park. And I know the Johnson grass, you know, it really got high.
Yeah.
And so it kind of made the view down there a little bit more difficult. So I appreciate them very much, Lisa and all of them around here, the whole staff. They're real good to work with. And I appreciate Thomas Kerr, I believe, is the one that I seen on that tractor, and he's
braver than you. I used to
years ago. I probably wouldn't have cared to tackle it, but now I just don't think I, you know, would be able. My knees wouldn't keep from shaking so bad. You know, I couldn't do that. But I do appreciate them very much, all of them.
I think that's one of them places where maybe the toolbox will fall out of the floorboard up into the seat with you if you ain't careful.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And something else that. But we will keep everybody up to date on our solid waste department and the progress of that site out in the Pea Ridge area. I got a notice the other day, and, of course, I know everybody thought, well, the new road is done, and which it is, I mean, as far as us traveling and everything. But there's a process that TDOT has to go through until they can say, okay, this project is completed. So I got the notice just this week from the Department of Transportation and said in 60 days this project is going to be completed. And so what that means is that I know now you look at your GPS and stuff and you go looking. If you're driving out that way, it don't. A lot of them will show the old road. You don't see the new road on it. So I guess once they get everything completed, that'll be to where that, you know, the satellites, they'll hit it and just ride, and that'll be on your GPS. But the other thing is that the old road will get turned over to the county. Jason, our superintendent, will be that of his property and his responsibility and everything on the old road to maintain his.
Okay. Let's take a little short break on that and get in a commercial message here, and we'll be back just in a minute to
Eat a Moon Pie or RC Cola.
we may crack one. Right now, let's take a little short break.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know that there are medical grants available for families struggling with child health-related expenses? The United Healthcare Children's Foundation is currently seeking grant applications from families in need of financial assistance to help pay for their child's healthcare treatments, services, or equipment not covered or not fully covered by their commercial health insurance plan. Parents and legal guardians may apply for grants up to $5,000 at www.uhccf.org. This has been a public service message from the United Healthcare Children's Foundation.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got the ceiling fans going on this morning. It's cooled us off pretty good in here.
Feels good.
We didn't have to turn the air on this morning, which is unusual for a September morning. But right now, I guess, it's time to go through our list of birthdays and anniversaries that we have today. Got a pretty good list here. We'll begin with, I guess, on September the 4th. I want to remind everyone that if you want your name on next week's list, it's real easy. All you got to do is call 243-5574 and leave your name there, and you'll have a chance to win you a great big old birthday cake, a frozen ice cream cake from out at the Dairy Queen.
They are delicious.
And, yeah, you need to get out there and visit those folks. They have a great breakfast out there every morning, and then the $5 deal during the day, and all kinds of specials and special blizzards. And so get out there and patronize these folks that make this possible. But we'll start with, looks like September the 4th. We've got Harper Garrison celebrating a third birthday from Mom, Dad, and Halen. Griffin McLean on the 13th. This is from Kobe, Tamika, Halen, and Harper. And then Austin Kirk on the 9th from Mom, Dad, and Aiden. And then we've got Karen Johnson celebrating a birth. No, excuse me, Karen's later on, a little bit later down. We've got Ruth Denton celebrating a birthday on the 4th. And Matt Barlow and Elizabeth Strong, family members, church members, a couple people have called those names in. So just from friends and family here in the area. And then on September the 5th, here's a familiar name, Harvey Webb.
Well,
celebrating a birthday. Of course, Harvey's a local politician, been around.
If he was to win that cake, we'll just send you, Thomas, to go get it.
We'll get it for him.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that's from his family. We've got Jake Copeland, who's turning 7, from his dad, mom, sisters, and little brother. And then we've got Patty Hogan from her sister, Barbara Boone. And then we have a name here of a little lady who was staying up at the at the RV park earlier. Her name was Erica Troy. Someone from her family called in. We'll put her name in here, but I think they're probably going back home and not there anymore, so we'll not worry about her getting a cake, I guess, on this one. But we do want to mention that. September the 6th, Sherry Ford, who will be turning 58, and it's from her sis, Deborah. We've also got Dawson Schott from Bobby Schott, Jonelle McLaren from Barbara Boone, and Miss Lillian White called in Sawyer Cherry. celebrating a birthday on the 6th. And then on September the 7th, we have an anniversary here for Carl and Brandy Philpott, their 5th anniversary, and Brandy called that one in. We have Faye White McLaren from Don and Donnie Raines. We have Zach Keasley on the 17th from Mom and Dad. Zach could probably eat one of those cakes in about two bites. But Connie Britt, who will be 60 on the 7th from her family. And also we've got Katie Mays from Barbara Boone. Barbara had a bunch of family this week. We've got on September the 8th, Keila Poindexter Lynn, 29th birthday from Joseph, Keisha, Colton, Corbin, Darcy, and Flayton. And then Stone Lynn on the 11th from Nanny and Papa. And also on the 8th, Miss Barbara Gay Strong will be celebrating a birthday, and that's from her friend, all of her friends and family. And also Eli Watson on September the 8th. I believe that's Jeff's son, isn't it?
Oh, Eli. Sounds like it.
On September the 9th, Brittany Dillon from Tyler and Tate. And Joyce Short, who will be celebrating her 52nd birthday from nieces and nephews. And we have Jordan Lacey, who will be 10, and that's from Mom, Dad, Bubba, Sis, Silas, and they say that they love you very much. And then on September the 10th, we have Helen Savage, who will be celebrating her 75th birthday from her daughter Sherry, Sheila, Deborah, and Kathy. And then also on the 10th, Bryson Sharp, who will be 8 from his mom and dad, Mason, Carson, Emerson, and Allison. And that's on September the 10th. And also this week, celebrating a birthday, and the number of years on this one kind of varies between who you ask. And that's from Dennis and Nina Pearl Smith. They're celebrating an anniversary this week. So we don't know. One of them claims it's longer than the other. We'll not get into that. But
well, Nina's a good woman, is all I can say.
But we'll be drawing a name out here in a minute, and we'll be presenting a cake. So, but right now, let's get back to Mayor Reagan. Mayor?
Okay, we got some more things that we want to go over. And I know the 9/11 celebration is coming up tomorrow night, I guess.
Yes, it is. It's right
and,
now.
And that's something that we look forward to. And I appreciate all the Natalie and all the folks that corrugate that and get that together for everyone. You know, Thomas, I was reading this morning, or I seen it on the news, that since 9/11 in the city of New York alone, law enforcement have prevented at least 55 terrorist attacks since then, and that's just that's amazing, you know, that how much that this world has changed. I know you and Ike was talking a little bit about that a while ago, and I just want to say that I appreciate our emergency services here in our county, that we're very blessed to have them, and they, a lot of times, you know, most all the time when they go out, they go above and beyond the call of duty, and I appreciate that. Look forward to that. I certainly want to encourage everybody to come out tomorrow night up here on the square, and as we show our appreciation to all those volunteers and that do that for us.
Yeah, I believe you got some updates on some things for us, haven't you?
We have the chili cook-off that's coming up and the roller coaster yard sale. The chili cook-off, I might mention this, is one of the big events that it's going to be a little different this year, and I know Sandra, with our senior citizens director, they're going to pretty much take that over, and they're going to be doing that. And I know she'll be up here to talk to you about it here before time. But we appreciate them taking care of that for us. And also the VNF Transformers, I want to bring up an update on them at the group that's from Chicago. We are very pleased to have them here with us here in the county. And they have they're really doing great, and they're growing. They're up to about 31 employees now, and it's looking like, you know, that they're looking at the possibility of doing some more stuff. And as that happens, we're going to be making some announcements for that, and I'm real excited about that. I just some of the things we can't, you know, release right now, but they're doing real well. Also, with Cumberland Bioscience, I know everybody has been wondering about them. Ray and myself were fortunate enough last week that we got to go down and meet with Mitch, and Mitch took us in there and gave us a tour, and it's like walking into a different world. They have got some of their animals in there now, and we got to peep through the door at them just a little bit. But I know that construction has put them behind somewhat, but they're still on target. And at this particular time we was down there, I think he had about seven employees, and they were looking at, you know, the possibility they're going to keep ramping up on that. But the big thing about that is they've already invested well over $2 million in that plan itself, and that's amazing. That's simply amazing to us here, because a lot of that money is spent here locally, you know, for the materials and stuff. And so we're just very blessed that Mitch and that group has decided that they want to locate here. And they're with that type of investment, I feel like
they're serious, aren't they? They're
going to be here with us and everything. And so I certainly want to thank them and appreciate them very much.
Okay. What else we got going on?
Well, we've got I know the park over here, Thomas, a lot of folks. And when I come into office, we were under the impression, or I was, that we had a lease for 99 years on this park that you can walk out on your front door and front porch and look down on. Well, that wasn't so. They'll only lease it for like 20, 25 years. Well, our lease ran out last year, or this year, 2015, I think, was when it run out. And there's a lot of controversy between Army Corps of Engineers and state and local governments about how they were going to go about doing that again. And the thought even came up that, well, they're going to start charging us for the lease and stuff. And so we got our legislatures involved in it, as well as our Congress. And so I got the lease the other day. I've had the attorney to look it over, and it looks like a pretty straightforward lease. So tomorrow I'll be signing that lease, and we'll have the park back under lease for 25 years. So it'll be good for 2040, I think.
Very good.
So we've got a great park down there. I know you get to see a lot of the activities that goes on, and very fortunate that, you know, we got the lights up. I know that it took us a little while to get those up, and we didn't really get them up in time for a lot of the little guys to when they was playing ball. But good Lord's will and everything, this coming up this next year, it'll all be there for them, and we appreciate that. It's got, I know the sewer down there, we got it all online now, and I want to thank the city of Salina for helping us make that possible, and the Lions Club and all those that help fund some of the things that's been going on down there.
Okay. Well, Mayor, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. I know, of course, we try to get together as many times as we can and update folks on things going on, and it's a pleasure having you here. And I know we've got a court meeting coming up here maybe next week.
Monday night, yes.
And we may get you back up before my month is up.
That's fine. That'd be fine. And I can give everybody an update. I know that, you know, a lot of folks, you know, we're going through the budget process, and it's been challenging this year.
But we have a budget.
We have a budget that is at the comptroller's office. So, I mean, one of the main things is that we were able to operate. And that was the new law that came into effect this past year. Really, you know, it was crunch time, and, you know, and I'm just so thankful that we're able to operate and continue to operate our schools and all of our services that we offer the citizens out there. And I appreciate everybody's hard work, because it has been challenging, and I appreciate it.
Mayor, it's a pleasure once again having you here, and I think I need to take a little short break, and we've got one more guest coming in, and like I said, we'll get back together again here in a day or two.
Absolutely.
We never run out of things to talk about.
No, we'll find something, and thank you for the moon pies and stuff this morning. That's awful nice.
Get your box then if you want it.
Yeah.
We'll tell Susan that you got it.
All right.
Okay.
God bless everybody. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. We'll be right back in just a moment with our last guest of the day. But right now, we do need to earn a little bit of money for this organization where we can keep it going every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB-FM, which is 101.5 Kicks Country. And, you know, if you enjoy what you've heard so far, tell your neighbors to tune us in tonight on the rebroadcast. So we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The senior care unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-27-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. The looks of the studio has improved considerably since Mayor Reagan left. We hadn't repainted or anything. We just brought another guest in. I have with me now Jan Arms Kerr, and Jan is a cancer survivor, and if you see her smile, she brightens up your day when she walks in the room, and we're proud to have her with us this morning, and she has a special position now with, that she is the New Balance Survivor of the Year. Is this for the region or the state of Tennessee, or for the Upper Cumberland region? And also, you were serving as a representative, kind of a PR person. And I think I saw a little bit of your interview on the Upper Cumberland show the other night. You got some busy stuff going on besides your career in the healthcare industry, aren't you? That's your career, isn't it?
Right.
Well, just tell us a little bit about what's going on, Jan.
Yes, I was chosen as the 2015 New Balance Survivor of the Year, and that's through the Susan G. Komen. This race will take place September the 26th at 2 o'clock, with events starting at 11 in the Upper Cumberland, and it's a really good way to give back to the community and research for breast cancer, which has affected many of us here in Clay County through friends and family.
And like I said, you are a survivor, and I know you had a tough battle, but right now you've got it whipped, haven't you?
Right. I'm 3 years out, so 3 years in counting.
And what are some of the things that you're doing as the representative for New Balance? Do you get free tennis shoes?
We do. Yes, you get free tennis shoes, and you get a free New Balance outfit, which is nice. Some of the things that we're doing is just awareness, getting the information out for the race, which is to raise money in the Upper Cumberland, flyers, just word of mouth. The youth football team is going to help sell T-shirts for the funding, which is nice. We've got bracelets going around for sale. There's lots of different areas. You know, businesses can give donations. So lots of ways to give money. 75% of this money stays in the Upper Cumberland for help, which is great. And then that 25% goes to research.
Okay. I know that the Susan Komen is a national organization. You want to tell the folks just a little bit about the Susan Komen group?
Yes, I can. They started this from Susan G. Komen herself, which passed away as a young female with breast cancer, and her sister, I think, has kept this alive. They've been building and grown enormous in the last 27 years of funding research. So, like I said, they do a lot of education in these rural areas, stressing the importance of self-breast exams, you know, starting your mammograms at age 40. They help with just really the effort of, once you're diagnosed, how can we help to get you the best treatment out there.
And I know a lot of these pink out nights we see at college athletic contests,
yes.
Some of the football teams, I think, this year are going to be wearing pink uniforms.
Yes.
I think that right. Should be a sight to behold.
Yes, the support is enormous. It's really uplifting.
And was she a marathon runner or an athlete herself? Or
I think so.
I think that that's true. And I know that the research, I know, of course, there's research is the only way we're ever going to defeat this enemy,
right.
And it is an enemy.
Right.
It's,
there's
not
a cure for breast cancer, which is sad, but there's hope. I mean, early detection is the key to survival. Treatment today is just wonderful compared to 20 years ago, so they're making progress.
Well, Jen, I'm going to ask you this. Were you one of those folks that with the DNA testing determined that you were highly likely?
Well, it's called BRCA 1 and 2. It is a DNA testing. Mine was negative, which I was surprised because my mother had breast cancer as well. But, yes, they do test that usually at the first of diagnosis. And you can actually get it before diagnosis to see if your chances are higher for carrying the gene or passing on the gene. So.
Right. So that's great that you did test negative.
Yes, it was, thank goodness. So hopefully not passing this on to a generation below would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Right.
You do have a young daughter who
yes.
is, a,
right.
like yourself, a tremendous young athlete.
Thank you.
And well, I know we have all those things going on. Are you visiting any of the other local communities in the area with special things with your position that you have?
Well, mostly Clay County. I have some friends that work in Cookeville that are helping. You know, we have a team going that's going to hopefully show up and finish the race. You know, push, pull, or drag to get across the finish line. You know, we have different areas, friends, family, beyond, just promoting people coming out to the race, donating, anything to help. Every dollar counts.
Once again, tell us now just exactly when the race is taking place.
This is September 26th. It's on a Saturday. The race itself, it's a 5K. It will start at 2, but there's lots of events that start at 11. So, and they can go to www.uppercumberland. It's actually Susan G. Coleman, but it's commonuppercumberland.org for an exact Cook Bowl race.
Now, I know Channel 22 is a big promoter of this also.
Yes, they are.
Okay, let's take a little short break. We'll get in a short commercial here, and we'll be back in a minute. And we've got a... a super-sized bug that has invaded us in here. if you hear a big stomp, the bug has deceased. But let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Back, everyone. We'd like to welcome back to the corner here. And the first thing we need to do right now, I guess, as we wind down today is Jan has drawn out a number that's going to win the birthday and anniversary cake today. And I've got all these numbered in random order, so I'm going to pick one out here. Let's see. Looks like Jonell McLaren has won a birthday cake today. And I'm not sure how, I think, does John have some certificates signed over at the chamber, or we're going to wait till he gets back. I thought maybe he had some over there, but Jonell McLaren is the winner of the birthday and anniversary cake. So I want to remind everyone, if you want to be a part of this, you need to call 243-5574. And Jonell, it would be all right if you give Roy one bite of that. Now, don't spoil him with too much of the cake. Well, Jan, we're about to wind down today. Anything else you've got going on in your life right now you want to talk about? We'll just put you on the spot here for a second. I know you're following volleyball right now, and you're getting ready to follow basketball.
Right, football.
Football going on with your young son who is in the
sixth grade.
I think they've got a game Saturday, but they're on the road Saturday to
Trousdale.
Down to Trousdale, can you? Ooh, that ought to be a good one, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can get them this year. Did we get them last year one game?
Championship game.
I thought we did. Yes. I thought we kicked them the championship game last year. Maybe we can get them again this year.
That would be nice.
And I know, like I said, Jada is playing volleyball right now, and I know she's looking forward to playing basketball also. And are you still doing any other sporting things now? Are you playing Mitch League softball or anything like that?
No, I have retired.
So you're just in
exercise and keeping up with them is plenty.
What about running? Are you keeping up with your running?
I do run. I try to get in at least about 3 times a week, at least a couple of miles. So.
But you're not a marathon runner yet.
Oh, no, definitely not.
We have just about killed an hour today, and we've only had to shoot it once, I think, so we had a good shot. Did you get that bug, or is he still
alive?
Oh, you missed it? he may be coming out here one of them moon pies. He's big enough to carry one of them off, like. But as always, we're here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and Jan, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I know that you are going to represent us very well, and I wear a size 11 shoe if you get an extra pair.
I'll remember that.
But I know you are honored with this. No, all kidding aside, and
very much.
I know from seeing you not hardly on a daily basis, but you are an inspiration to all of us that know the battle that you had and know what you overcame. And pleasure having you sitting here with us, and like I said, that smile will cure anything.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
But once again, we'll close out today, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again, and we'll be back here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and once again with our Clay County Corner on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And want to remind everyone once again also that this will be rebroadcast tonight. So Jan, you can go home if you get it. Well, you'll be out on the road getting ready to go with the volleyball game, but tune in 101.5 and you can catch the rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight. And tell all your friends and neighbors that you're on there. Maybe that'll increase their participation a little bit.
There you go.
But right now we'll close out for this week, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.